The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh. Dang it. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Well, let's kick things off anyways with the first talk back of the day.
Hey, guys. It's Angie. Hoping to be the first talk back of the day. I just wanted to say happy 9th birthday to my baby girl, Ruby. She's the sweetest and sassiest little girl that I know. I love you, and I can't wait to spend the day with you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Happy birthday,
Ruby. Ooh. That's a big one.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a good
point. That's more important.
Should we do a second
talk
back of the day?
Morning, JV Show. I'm the show driver. My fault. I misspoke yesterday. Honestly, it sounded better in my head. But I am not taking my bacon, avocado, and jalapenos on a field trip to In-N-Out. I'm not eating in that dining room. I'm doing all that aftermarket stuff once I get back to the house. Because I don't need somebody like Jess and Selena Salineras to snap a photo, sneak a picture of me with the caption, "Oh my God, it's giving creeper vibes." Imagine I go viral in a second. Happy Tuesday.
Okay, so if you missed it yesterday,
thank you for that clarification.
One of our first talkbacks yesterday was from Jose the truck driver, and it made it sound like he was bringing his own avocado and jalapenos to In-N-Out and then adding to the burger there. He says he doesn't do that. He gets the In-N-Out, brings it home, and then he doctors it up with all this extra stuff. Does that change things for you guys?
It does, but back to
Are you still judging and giving, it's giving creeper vibes?
No, I'm not judging that. But going back to what we said yesterday, how does your In-N-Out last that long to make it home?
Yeah.
One, it's delicious. You have to eat it as soon as you get it. But two, it gets all soggy and crumbly and just falls apart.
Yeah, it's way better fresh. But all the stuff he adds to it, the bacon, the avocado, the jalapenos. Why is that stuff not available at In-N-Out to add to your burger?
In-N-Out doesn't like to add new things.
No, they don't.
Ever.
But they're the best burger ever.
But they still are. Wait, Jess, you bought your first wedding-related item?
I did, you guys.
Something borrowed? Something blue?
Do you want to guess?
Something old? Something new?
Do you want to guess?
We just did.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Wedding night lingerie?
No.
Wedding day G-string?
No. But I guess I should look into those
things. Do you have
any
of those things?
No, not yet.
Have you even thought about it?
No, I hadn't until now.
Oh,
my
wow.
God. Why am I getting sweaty?
Whoops.
Because you're getting excited thinking about
it.
Oh, you're right. Wait, did you buy any of it? For your wedding, Selena?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to have lingerie.
Yeah. Okay. It can be your something borrowed. You could borrow
from
somebody else.
I'll bring it for you. If it makes you feel better, I didn't get to use it because, hello, hurricane, kids in the room.
Right.
We're fighting for our lives.
So. Oh my God.
That's right. They were in a shelter.
I think I'll buy my own. But you guys,
think about it.
I found the cutest pair of shoes ever. I know you guys probably don't share the same excitement as me.
The shoes to match the wedding dress that you don't own?
Yeah.
Yeah, or they could be shoes for any other bridal-related activity. But, okay, I will admit, I think I have a bit of a problem. I got a credit card.
Uh-oh.
I got a credit card at Macy's.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And...
Like, do you want to open up a card? You can save $50 on your next purchase. And Jess is the one person that's like, you know what? Yeah, sign me up. They're like, what?
It was actually $100.
Like, what do we do? Nobody's ever said yes to this before. Okay, let me get the paperwork.
What do you sign? Here?
I don't know.
So now I'm really, like, limiting the amount of times that I get to go to Macy's because every time I go, I stop by the sales shelves down by the seashore? The sale shoe section. Oh my God, try saying that.
Sale shoe section?
Okay. I stopped by the sale shoe section and it just, they always get me. They always get me because what are the odds that they have a bridal pair of shoes?
So describe these shoes.
They have a little bit of lace, they have some beading to them, but they were a size 5. Nobody ever has a size 5.
You're a size 5?
I range.
Is that a kid size?
Yes.
Sounds like
it. Yeah, it is.
It's not. I range from like a size 5 to anywhere or 5 to 6 because if it's boots, I'm like, I could get a 6. I'll just wear fluffy socks and they'll fit. But if it's heels, I need them to fit perfectly. So most of the time I have to get a 5. Nobody ever sells a 5.
Yeah, because that's for children.
Yeah.
My teal-stole boots, of course.
What size do you wear those?
Those I wear a 6.
6, yeah.
Those are easier to find.
I should have known.
But they had them. And they were bridal, and I was gonna like
child bridal, but yeah,
right. Okay.
That's a little creepy. She's in the
kid bridal
sale.
Shoes. What the heck?
The kid bridal sale shoe section down by the seashore.
I was leave them. And then I texted my fiance pictures of the shoes.
That's bad luck, by the way.
Right. Oh my God, is it?
Also, yeah, you probably
wore those on your wedding day. You're not supposed to see any part of the outfit before the wedding.
Now I have to buy new ones. Yep.
Also, yeah, you have the shoes, and now you can't wear them. But what if you found like the dress of your dreams,
and they don't,
and
match.
It doesn't go with the shoes? I feel like you always go dress first.
Okay,
that's what I would assume, but I'm.
But I couldn't pass this up. And usually, what I'll do is I'll send a picture to my fiance because then he'll be like, "Okay, good idea or not a good idea." And usually, I just need him to say yes, and then I'm like, "Ding, slide my card."
Charge into the game.
Yeah,
I got my new card.
So I had already gone upstairs to Macy's because I was actually there looking for a gift. Turns out, I see my text from him, and he's like, "Yeah." And I'll send you some money for them. So I was like, say less. Let me like.
So you didn't even use the card?
Oh, that's a good point. I used it for my points.
Yeah, you got to use it.
And you kept the money that your man sent you?
Well, he paid for some of them, yeah. Some of it. And I paid for the rest because I had given him a lower price.
Of course you did.
I may have smudged a little bit of the detail there.
Well, yay. So I like that you're starting to gather things and we still have no idea when the wedding's actually going to happen.
Right.
But hey, you know, it's a start. It is a start.
You said you wanted a long engagement. By the time this thing gets here, your feet might be a whole size bigger.
That's a good point.
You might be growing out of the child bride section.
Well, that's okay. More shopping for
me. I saw that Robin Thicke. Do you know who Robin Thicke
is?
Okay. Mm-hmm. He got married over the weekend after a 6-year engagement.
You know, she was not happy.
Do you think yours would be that long?
I don't think so. I think we'll still keep it at like 2 max.
I feel like that's a good amount of time.
Right? But I also feel like that's the max.
Yeah. I feel like that's also, it's pretty average.
Right, so right,
there's
right,
nothing
right.
wrong with that.
Okay. Whew. I feel better.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with any length engagement. Do you? Whatever feels right for you guys.
Are you sure, though? Because that sounds like you're judging.
I mean, on the
else.
Air, that's what I have
right.
to say.
Right.
When these mics turn
Legally,
off, I might say something a little bit different. Yeah. It's in our contracts.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If y'all don't stop trying to hate on Jess right now, let her have her fun. It's her first item for her wedding.
Hey, we're happy for her. We just said that she's like child bride size.
Yeah, it's not, we're not hating. It's in our contracts. You should see them. We have to. Otherwise, it would just be Jess talking about a pair of shoes and you'd be changing the station. I'm contractually obligated to make some snide remarks about them. That's my job.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So every morning at this time, I have your Diddy trial update. Yesterday, Mia finished up her testimony. The court also heard from someone who worked at the Beverly Hills Hotel who testified Diddy would make his reservations under the name Frank Black. One time, there was a $500 cleaning charge for oil damage. $300 to clean the drapes.
Motor oil.
Today, the court's going to hear from a man named Eddie Garcia, who works security at the Intercontinental Hotel.
San Francisco Giants did not get their 4-game home series against the Padres off to the start they hoped for last night at Oracle Park. Starting pitcher Logan Webb, he struck out 7 batters, issued no walks, and did not allow a single run, but the Giants ended up losing 1-0 in the 10th inning on a Padres sack fly that broke the 0-0 tie. Game 2 of the series with San Diego is tonight. First pitch is at 6:45.
Go Mets!
Woo! A little bit of morning fog, but a little bit of morning fog.
What just happened?
She glitched.
She's glitching.
A little bit of morning fog. Clouds will linger and the sun should peek through. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s. So still a beautiful day.
Hey, Sagittarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. This is a poor day to deal with bosses, parents, or anyone in authority. Give these people a wide berth. Some days it's best to just fly under the radar, and often it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Whoa.
Stay away from your boss today.
And everyone, apparently.
Yeah, they're grouchy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham.
Yo.
So you know this morning the lineup for the iHeartRadio Music Festival was unveiled.
It was.
Do you know who's going to be there?
I do.
Your girl, Tate McRae.
Oh, Tate McRae. I didn't even see her. I was looking at the top of the list right now because I was excited because I was like, oh, Lil Wayne's going to be there. Yeah. LL Cool J, Jelly Roll. I'm a Jelly Roll fan.
If you don't know, Graham loves him some Tate McRae. Mm-hmm. She's very talented. Oh, very, very talented.
So talented. Phenomenal vocals.
Also, Glorilla and Sharon and more. So coming up 9 o'clock this morning, your chance to win a trip for two to Vegas for the festival plus $1,000. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Aubrey and Amber from San Bruno. I hope you have a good day.
Oh, hope you have a good day, too.
So people are testing their dates to see if the person sitting across from them is, in fact, a gold digger. This woman wrote on Reddit that she went on a date, somebody she had met online, and at the end of the date, the check comes. It's just for $100, and the date decided to, I guess, put her through a test. So the woman wrote that she had every intention to split the bill with him, but then he handed her the check, and he was like, hey, can you just, like, pay for it this time? And she was like, okay. And she paid for it. And he was like, hey, that was a test. Congratulations. You passed it. You are not a gold digger.
I don't like
this. How would you react in that situation? Because don't test me. It's a first date. You should be paying. Sorry.
Also, if somebody asked you that on a first date, yeah, you'd feel kind of like, I don't know.
Obligated to?
Yeah,
because
then you do
awkward.
It. And then maybe you wouldn't ask them, go out with them again. So did they pass?
Never would.
Did they pass some tests? They picked up a bill because they felt bad for you.
Yeah. But you failed the test because you're not getting a second date for asking me to pay the bill.
Right. It seems like that one might backfire a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like this. I'm not seeing the other person after they do something
me either.
Like,
and I'm also not paying. Well, I guess I would in that instance if I had...
I would
feel trapped. I would just be like, okay, yeah, right. I guess.
So you wouldn't question it at all? While you're sitting there, you would just
I
say
I would feel
yes.
weird being like, why? Why can't you pay? I wouldn't do that. I guess I would pay it, but like you're
Get
getting
your
immediately
out,
ghosted after that.
Yeah, would you, if a guy that you were, everything is going great on this date, attractive guy, you guys are hitting it off, there's chemistry, and then this happened at the end, where do you go from there?
I think maybe
would you be able to see them again, or would that be like a deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
So a guy has to pay on the first date.
In the moment, if he were to say that to me, though, I'd say like, oh, can we just split it? And then see where he goes from there.
And like, if he says no?
If he says no, then I'd be like, okay, then you just wanted a free meal.
But isn't that how guys feel all the time?
Yeah, but at least I'd offer half.
Right. Wait, so if... Everything, this guy checks all the other boxes, but then asks you to pay the bill on the first date. It's done?
Done.
Deal breaker?
For me, yeah.
If he gives me, like, if,
why?
If he doesn't give me any reasoning behind it, like, if he's, hey, like, I can't do it right now, like.
I don't have enough money on my card.
Then I feel like you shouldn't be asking women out on dates.
Right. Then
or anybody.
We could have gone to walk on the beach or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
To get to know each other.
Well, we would have gone to your apartment to smash, but I didn't feel like that was something I could ask you to do on a first date.
Because
that's free.
You have to buy me stuff first.
Yeah, but like I don't have any money right now.
Well, then you're not in the business to be dating.
So people that don't
it costs money to go on dates, period.
Okay, but that would be a deal breaker for you. You legit would throw away the guy of your dreams or whatever just because he couldn't pay.
On a first date, I'm not talking to you again.
Because you need to communicate. If you can't pay for it, that's fine. But, like, communicate beforehand, not after I got the lobster.
Yeah, I wouldn't have ordered what I ordered.
Assuming
if I knew
that
I was
you
gonna
were
going to
pay.
Yeah.
Does seem like it's a bit of a double standard.
A little bit.
Just a teensy bit of one. So? Maybe keep an open mind about it. Don't throw away the man
right.
of your dreams just because he couldn't pay this one time.
I'm just a firm believer of at least on a first date, I don't want to be the one to have to pay.
Pay
yourself. You asked me out. You're courting me. Why am I paying for us on our first date?
Would you ever split, Selena?
After that, yeah.
On the first date, though,
on the first date, no.
So you're throwing away the guy if he asks you to split on the first date, too?
Yeah.
Oh. You're just casting aside all these soulmates of yours, just like.
But you have to think if this is like a first date, then this is the first time we're like out to eat or getting to know each other. This is probably somebody that I've never met before this, and I don't really have like those emotional ties yet.
Right, but I'm just saying what they could.
Even if everything else checks, no, because then I feel like this is just how it's going to be from now on. I'm paying for everything.
Oh, you feel like you're setting that standard.
That's exactly what it's doing.
Well, we want to be courted, too. We want to be we want to be wine and dine too.
Not on the first date.
I'm the prize. You should be buying me dinner.
Yeah, and there will be other times that I will, but not on the first date.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. So a little earlier we heard from listener Natalie said she landed a new job and we were trying to figure out what it was. You guessed
park ranger.
And then like a tax specialist. Mm-hmm.
I guess teacher.
You guys are cracking me up. This is Natalie from Martinez again. I feel like I need to share what I'll be doing. I am in mental health, but I'll be transitioning to a 911 dispatcher. So very different. I don't like math. I'm not good at it. I can definitely pretend I am, but I'm not good at it. And I'm kind of like Selena. I don't really like the outdoors. So.
I knew it.
Love you guys.
Whoa. Well, that's exciting. Congrats on the new job.
Yes.
911 dispatcher, I wasn't getting that vibe. Her voice is very cheerful and like very warming, which is probably a good thing for 911. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to call 911 emergencies and have somebody too excited and happy to talk to me.
Yeah, I'm calling you about a crime that was just committed against me.
I just lost my leg and you're over here like, hey, how's your day going? It's Natalie from Martinez.
I will say, from what I've heard about that job,
yeah,
very stressful.
Oh, wow. Why are you just... taking an ish on
I'm
Natalie's
sorry.
New
I know
career.
You're really excited for this, but it takes a lot of strength to be able to have a job like that.
Oh, I believe in
and
Natalie.
And to work
she
under that pressure.
It.
I know you can. That's why you got picked. You're the perfect person for the job.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kesha was doing something very naughty looking on stage. She performs at the Mighty Hoopla Festival in the UK.
The what now?
Exactly. The Mighty Hoopla Festival in the UK. And she performed her new song, Boy Crazy. And during the song, she gets down on the stage and she ate one of her backup dancers' bananas.
Oh.
Like, he had an actual banana holding it somewhere very suggestively on his body. And then Kesha ate it, obviously to simulate a certain act.
Can't figure out what that is, but I'll take your word for it.
Just take my word for it. Now, people in the crowd, they were, like, laughing and cheering along because Kesha, she started laughing afterwards. But people online, they are not loving it so much. They're, you know, blasting her for just seeking attention and, you know, comparing her, what she did, to straight up adult content.
Right. There is a bit of a line there. Sabrina Carpenter sort of toes that line, maybe even crosses a little bit with more innuendo on stage. There's a little more left to the imagination.
But Kesha just went for it.
Hers is borderline just a flat out act.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pushing it. For me, it's pushing it too much.
Yeah.
I'm here for the Sabrina Carpenter. Consent to this?
Yeah, probably not. I don't think so. And then she had so much in her mouth.
Oh.
I think that's why she started laughing after, because she like, I don't know how she performed after that.
Yeah. Well, you got to spit it out.
Right,
banana,
but even then, it's like one thing we know about working in radio. It's like you do not take a drink of coffee or eat something right before you go on the air. Because then your mouth is all like spitty and stuff.
Yeah.
Spitty. So imagine Kesha up there.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson might be leaving her talk show soon. You remember back in March, she left her talk show for a couple of weeks, and nobody still knows why. Well, there's all these new reports this week that she had a moment of clarity following that brief break from her show. And they're saying that she faced some very painful personal issues that might cause her to now leave the show like forever, because now she knows her limits. The thing is, we still don't know like what the reasoning behind any of this is, and there's still all these reports coming out that she's dealing with a private matter, and it's all been very painful for her, and she's been in a very dark, difficult place. But what is it? How come they're not saying what it is?
So it wasn't the whole contract negotiation.
That's not what it sounds like to me anymore.
No.
Now I'm wondering, and she has like hinted at this at certain times. I'm wondering if it has to do with wanting to spend more time with her kids. Because she's made little comments about like not being there for school functions because she's doing her talk show and she's missing recitals and she's missing this and she's missing that. And she has the money to stop, you know, and she can be there for her kids more if she wanted to. I think it's more that.
But I feel like if she's briefly mentioned that in the past, I feel like she would have no issue mentioning that again and saying that that's the reason for it. Maybe it has, does she have any like health issues that maybe she wants to tend to?
That's another possibility, but they haven't like alluded to that.
Right.
So
we
don't know.
She's been doing the show for a while too. Maybe she's just, maybe
burnt
there's
out.
Other things in life and she's just like, I don't want to be doing this every single day.
All very possible. She took that 2-week break and they're saying she had a moment of clarity. Maybe like, yeah, I'm just not happy here anymore. I was happier on that break.
She doesn't need the money. I mean, they're paying her a lot of money, but like, she doesn't need that money. She's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. She does. Yeah. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, we have to talk about this flight attendant and what they did on a flight out of SFO that caused him to be arrested. This happened on Sunday on a British Airways flight. Like I said, it was out leaving SFO. I'm going to give you money if you can guess why he got arrested, unless you've already seen this.
I haven't seen this. Did he get drunk?
No, well, we don't know, but I don't think that was it.
Did he strip naked?
Are
you serious?
Now you're on to something, Selena. They said during the meal service they were looking for their fellow crew member. Like, why isn't this guy out here on the meal service? So the rest of the crew started looking for him. They found him dancing naked in the business class bathroom.
What?
Ew. The other crew members then dressed him in some PJs. I don't know. Somebody must have had an extra set of pajamas around. I don't know where his original clothes were, why we couldn't have put those back on.
Too many parts, too many buttons.
They restrained him in a first class seat for the rest of the flight. Officers arrested him after he received medical attention once they landed. He was arrested on suspicion of being unfit for duty, and then he was released after that. So we don't know what he was going through.
Oh my God.
I guess that's a new one for me. Flight attendant dancing naked in the bathroom. And like, was any song playing, you think?
In his head.
Maybe.
In his head.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Maybe.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So yesterday morning, we got a talk back from Alexander. He told us that his PE class is going up against another PE class.
Yeah.
We have an update.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alexander Lopez again from San Jose, California. And I wanted to tell you guys why my class... One PE, woohoo! Go, go, go! Oh yeah!
Let's go!
All right, they did it. You guys said that he was gonna fail, and that his class was a bunch of weaklings, and that they couldn't do it.
Jess was saying that she wouldn't stop talking about it all day yesterday. She's like, "That Alexander, I just don't know if he can."
What were they competing in?
That we still don't know.
Dodgeball,
tug
obviously.
Of war. Yeah.
All right, now on the JV Show, it's time for What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys judge people when you find out they have fake? Because I think the judgment needs to stop.
It depends.
It depends on?
Mostly no, but if they look a certain way, maybe yeah.
Sometimes I... judge them in a positive light. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. You're dropping those guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You better set us as a preset while you're there. If you don't have it already, I will come to your house. I will find you. I'll rip your head off, and I will back it over with my car like I used to. Anyways, all right, leave us your get those guesses in quick because you have to be the very first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show chug mug.
That's right. And get those guesses in now because we are going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good morning. We are playing What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you got to get on that iHeart app and leave us a talk back with your guess. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Do you guys judge people when you find out they have fake? Because I think the judgment needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. My name's Christina from San Jose, and my guess is fake purses, like the Louis Vuitton brand. Okay, bye.
Ladies, do you judge people for having fake purses?
No.
I don't.
Most of the time, I can't tell. I don't know if it's real
Me
or not.
Me either, and I want to know who sells them. Where did you get them?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, can anybody legitimately, outside of somebody that works at whatever brand it is, or unless it's, like, so horribly bad, but, like, can anyone else, can you really tell?
I think no.
I don't
think
so.
They
I
look
don't think
so most real. Of the time you can. I know, yeah. I know. Is that one of the most popular guesses? I would assume
yes.
so.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Emily from Aubrey, Texas, and my guess for the bleeped out word is grass.
How do you feel about the fake grass?
I love the fake grass because it stays green forever.
It does. I go back and forth on it because I put the turf in at our last house and it was like, it was one of the best things that we had done. And I paid for it all with gambling winnings on the 49ers run that year. So that made it even better that it was free. But also at the same time, I'm like, man, are we just, when all this stuff gets ripped up, are we just putting plastic into landfills for like the next forever? I just worry that we're making too many products out of plastic, and here's like something that's not recyclable.
Think of all the water you're saving not having to water that grass.
That is true. There is something for that. There's something to be said about that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christine from San Bruno. I am going to guess the bleeped out word is fake lips. Have a great day.
Fake lips.
You only judge when it's like over the top, blown up, balloon looking stuff.
Like eighth season on a reality show. And your lips have just gotten so big.
I think the average people, you don't judge. But when it's like, the ridiculous celebrity who just doesn't know when to stop, that's when you're kind of like, okay, let's slow down a little bit.
Got it.
Continue to leave those guesses. Whatever you think that bleeped out word is for today, leave it on the talk back. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for hanging out with us. All right, we're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And we're going to send you a chug mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Do you guys judge people when you find out they have fake? Because I think the judgment needs to stop.
I don't judge. I'm an equal opportunity employee.
You love all of them.
Yep.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Jesus, from Sac. It is a missing word this morning. Lashes.
Oh, you guys know I don't judge.
Lashes. That was one of the most popular guesses this morning. A lot of people guessing eyelashes or lashes. Any, Selena, you don't judge?
No.
Jess,
no
any judgment on the fake lashes?
No, I love them. I wish I could wear them every day.
Graham, as a man, you're a man. How do you feel about ladies wearing the fake lashes?
Sometimes at the gym, I think it's doing too much.
But what if they're extensions?
They're extensions. You can't take them off. They're just there.
Sometimes I think it's like doing too much. They're like ridiculously long, and it looks like you're getting set for a big night out, and like here we are on the Stairmaster.
Why are you looking at other girls?
So you are judging. Why are you looking at other women?
They're looking at me, and I'm feeling the wind of them fanning me because every time they blink, it's like a blast of air coming my way.
But it feels nice because it's at the gym. And
And I'm trying to cool down. Yeah, good point.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Abby and my mom, Irene, from Discovery Bay. And we think the bleep that word is teeth. Bye.
Teeth.
The fake teeth.
Fake teeth. How do you guys feel? Do you judge people that have fake teeth?
Definitely not judging. I would get mine done if I had the money.
But weren't we judging The Weeknd's teeth? Mm-hmm. Weren't people saying that?
That's what I was going to say. But then every once in a while you come across somebody, and I haven't seen The Weeknd's teeth, but you come across somebody who does have the fake ones in and they're just like super big.
I feel like it's mainly celebrities where you see them and they're like blinding you because they're so white and then they look very blocky.
Also, they're like too perfect.
Yes.
Like I always thought that like, oh man, it'd be great to have veneers someday and just have perfect teeth. Just every single one of them perfect and nice and shiny white. But they would almost like, I don't know. I feel like I'd look like a car salesman or something. Like, you know what I mean? That are just like my teeth would be too perfect.
Yeah. See, I'm not mad at that. As long as it's done right and it's like a good size and, you know, the face to teeth ratio is there, like, I like it.
Just hey type guys in your face to teeth ratio.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Bonsall Fremont. My guess for the bleeped out word is la boo-boos. Okay, bye.
That's a good guess.
The la foo-foos. Any judgment on a fake one of those? Jess, you have a real one.
Well, you guys judge everything. You guys judge both real and fake.
We're judging the real ones, exactly. Right. But
I don't judge the fake ones because some of them look almost exactly the same.
I wouldn't be able to tell.
How would anybody tell? There's so many different little faces and shapes and sizes of those things. Like,
Jess,
how would you know?
You can tell?
I think I can tell in the face, but other than that, they look very, very similar.
Yeah, but somebody walks by with one dangling off their backpack. You're not like, ha, that's a fake one.
Oh, no.
Way you could tell.
No. Only if you look closely.
But I feel like you're judging a little bit.
No, I'm not judging because I actually feel like I should have gotten a LaFoufou instead. I just didn't know that they were selling them literally everywhere. Now I see them at every...
They're on street corners. Like,
yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leela, and my guess is plants.
There it is. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Do you guys judge people when you find out they have fake plants? Because I think the judgment needs to stop. People are judging, right? Because I know so many people that have like real plants. I can't keep anything alive. I have fake plants. But it's almost like embarrassing admitting that. Because I feel like people will judge.
So you walk into somebody's house and it's fake plants versus real plants. Do you feel some type of way, Jess?
No, because I have fake plants too.
I think there's a difference though, because there are fake plants that look really real. Those ones, like, I don't know, unless I'm going to go up there and pull a leaf off of it just to see if it's real or not. That one, they can pass. There are some fake plants that, like, once they've faded in the sun and they don't, doesn't look at all remotely real anymore. Those ones, maybe minor judgment.
Do you have any fake plants in your house, Graham?
I'm sure we do. There's plenty of real plants in there, too.
Because I always see, like, people online, they're like plant parents, and they have like all these real plants, yeah, and they're watering them every day. I go to my mom's house and just real, real, real. And then in my house, I got like a plastic thing from Home Goods.
Oh, like, wait, does your mom judge because she has all the real ones?
Probably, because she'll bring me one every once in a while, dead in a week.
Oh, no.
So,
we have some real ones, but they must be of the hard to kill variety, because we are not by any means in tune plant parents.
Okay, I need some of those.
Things starts turning brown, we give it a little water. That's like the extent of our plant knowledge, but it seems to work. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, Leela. She didn't say where she's from because, like, she, you know, she's like, you guys don't care where I'm from. I'm just trying to win a chug mug. Well, guess what? You got one, Leela.
Yes.
You had the very first correct answer this morning. So, chug mug coming to where? Coming your way. Sarah and Madison in Grass Valley had the correct answer. What's up, Grass Valley? What's up?
What's up?
JV Show just locked in the number one seed there. We're number one in the ratings in Grass Valley. We've been trying to crack that market for a long time. So, big win for us. Celine in Napa had it. So did Leo in San Jose. Andrea and Manteca had it. So did Mocha in Sunnyvale. Ooh, Mary also had the correct answer this morning, but again, not quite fast enough. You guys were right there with the correct answer, but like, you just got to hit submit, send on that talkback mic just a little bit quicker, and maybe you'll be getting a brand new JV Show chug mug. Other popular guesses this morning, jewelry was one of the most popular guesses. Ladies, I'll throw that to you. Judgment on fake jewelry.
I rarely buy real jewelry.
Okay.
That was so hard for me to say.
Jess, any judgment on fake jewelry?
No, because I'm with Selena. Most of my stuff is from like Shein.
It's like, you're seeing my hoops on. They're from Claire's. You know what I mean? It's like, but if I do wear anything real, it's because my man bought it for me.
Got
but
it.
But like, I'm not going to spend all that money.
Fake hair. Hair was one of the most popular guesses this morning. Any judgment for the fake hair?
No.
And it's clearly fake.
Wish I could pull it off.
Yeah, but you don't want your extensions showing. That's the only thing.
That's what I mean. Sometimes, like, you can tell. It's just...
You want it to match. Yeah.
Sometimes the match is not good, is what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. Well, in that case, I'm judging a little
bit. Minor judgment. Yeah. That was one of the most popular guesses. Followers. Fake followers. Are we judging that? That was a very popular guess this morning.
I am a little bit.
I am too.
Yeah.
Like, what for?
Yeah, use your money on something else.
And it's just, like, why? It's just why. And then you go to the comments. Everyone knows they're fake because they're all commenting the same thing. Do you ever see that? Like, I don't know. Just, if you have fake followers and fake comments and all that, we know.
We know. People can tell. Yeah.
Those of you who played this morning, thank you so much.
Yep.
We're going to do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Wild 94.9. Who is this?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh. Can you do me a favor? You got to turn your radio all the way down. I'm hearing an echo.
Oh, okay.
Or tell that woman that sounds a lot like Selena telling you to turn your radio down. Tell her to shut up.
No, don't you do.
Oh.
Thank you for turning it down, Josh. Hey, you were on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Really amazing prize on the line today. Uh-huh. What is he playing for?
We have two tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Woo! All right. So I'm pretty sure you probably already know how this goes, but we're going to ask you four trivia questions. You get three questions right, the tickets are yours. Okay?
All right.
Here's question number one.
Don't forget the three C's, by the way. No cheating.
We're doing that again? Okay.
No cussing and no crying.
Of course.
All right. Question number one. Dog mushing is the official sport of what U.S. state?
Alaska?
Yeah.
Wow. That's an easy peasy one.
You a big fan of dog mushing, Selena?
No.
You ever mushed a dog?
Is it mushing? Am I saying it wrong?
Dog mushing.
Oh, okay. I'm so used to you correcting everything I say. I don't know. I thought I said it wrong.
No, I'm just wondering if you even, I mean, I guess I'm lightweight surprised that you know what that is.
Yeah, kind
Did
of.
Did I use the word lightweight correctly there?
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Alexander Graham Bell is credited with the invention of what?
Telephone?
Yep.
All right, you are on a roll. Here's question number three. What is the scientific term for the change from a chrysalis to a butterfly called?
Oh, man. Metamorphosis?
Yep.
How the heck did you know all that?
That was an easy one, though.
Oh, wow. Jess is calling that one an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. All right, question number four. You don't even need this one. We're going to do it just for funsies. You've already won the game. What fresh herb is used to make a mojito cocktail?
Mint?
Yep.
Wow.
That was easy.
Wow. Four for four.
Yeah. Nicely done.
You got these two tickets to see the Jonas Brothers live September 25th at Chase Center.
Right on. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you
it.
You are very welcome, Josh. Bonus points. Can you name all three Jonas Brothers?
Oh. Oh, man. I don't know. Joe? John?
Yep. Nope.
Don't forget about Big Steve, Little Steve.
Nick, and Brian, Kev, AJ, and Kevin. Yeah, Howie was in there too. All right, Joshua, congratulations. You got your tickets. Hang on for that winning. Graham, we got some shout outs.
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs got one says, hey guys, today is my 35th birthday. Can you please give me a shout out? Just a happy birthday, Krista Marie, owner of Exotic Art and Exotic Voice. Please. And thank you. And first of all, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Krista Marie.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great question.
She was in my DMs sending me some links to some of the art and stuff she does. Guys, very, very talented. I'm going to have Jess post that on our story, some of her work, because she sells some of it on Etsy.
Wow.
It is really, really good.
Okay, anyways, I want to check it out.
Is it okay if you're a woman and you say how old you're turning on your birthday? Because like, I thought you weren't supposed to say, but then she said.
I mean, you can say how old you are, not
somebody else's age.
Somebody
else can't.
Yeah, that's the general rule of thumb.
All right, another one here. Hey, Graham, can you please give my daughter, Gabriella, from Castro Valley a birthday shout out? It's her birthday today, and she's turning 7 years old. We've been listening to you guys since she was three. She always asks me to put the JV show on as soon as we get into the car, even on weekends, and I always have to explain to her, you guys are only there on weekdays. Well, she loves listening, guys. Thank you, guys. So happy birthday, Gabriella from Castro Valley. Woo-hoo.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one here. Second to last day of school on Tuesday for my kiddos. We listen on the way to school every day. Can you please shout out Eric and Chloe? I love you so much, and I cannot believe a year of school has passed already, and I'm so excited for the summer with you cutie pies. And that is from Dad Eric. So, yes. Shout out to the second to last day of school for Eric and Chloe.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham and JV Show. I have a huge favor. Can you please give a happy 8th birthday to our son, Lucas? We're so proud of you and love you so, 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 so much. And that's from Mom, Dad, and baby Savannah. Yeah, so happy birthday, Lucas.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Graham, Mom, in your DMs, I want to wish my son, Carlos, a happy 12th birthday. And that's Mom and Dad love you very much. So, yeah, happy birthday, Carlos. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So what happened with Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne announced a tour, you guys.
He did?
He is going on the Carter 6 tour, and he will be coming to the Bay. That's right.
Wait, I'm actually really excited for this. He has an album coming out.
And he's going to be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Right. I know. And I honestly think that his shows are going to sell out everywhere. He's going to be September 5th at Shoreline. Coming up 8:20, we're actually going to be hooking somebody up with these tickets.
Nice.
Love it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff.
Hopefully I can be caller 20.
I want to go.
Yeah, get your phone out.
Shows and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Blake Lively might withdraw part of her Justin Baldoni lawsuit. Okay, so Justin's team sent a letter to the judge claiming that Blake is considering dropping her emotional distress claims because she doesn't want to hand over her medical records after Justin's team requested them. Like, they need proof of this. You were emotionally distressed. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see your doctor's visits. Where are your therapy sessions? They need proof of all of this. So Blake was refusing to hand over any records. Here's what's holding things up. Apparently, Blake wants to withdraw without prejudice, meaning that she'd be able to refile these claims later. But Justin wants it drawn with prejudice, so she cannot refile these emotional distress claims later. So Justin is asking the judge to step in and either have her hand over the medical records or she can drop the claims entirely.
I mean, I've been saying this all along. I don't know if this warrants Coco props or not, but I've been saying as soon as she levied all these claims, and then Justin Baldoni's like, oh yeah, watch this. And he started showing all the receipts. And I don't think she thought this far ahead and realized that it was going to be to the place where it is. And I said that early on. She's going to be wishing that she just withdrew some of these claims because it is. Look at all this stuff that's either going to have to come out and has already ruined her relationship with Taylor Swift and all this other stuff. And it's getting messy. And I don't think she thought that Justin Baldoni was going to be ready for the fight of his life like he is.
And it's like, you want to be able to refile later. Why? So you can like find someone that can drop some records for you really quick, claiming you went to all these different appointments. Or like, what is it?
AI could do that pretty quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Give you some false records.
And it's not just relationships that this entire ordeal has ruined. Did you guys know that Blake Lively has a hair care line and her own alcoholic beverage line?
I knew she had the hair care line because she was trying to promote it to the max. And I think she always liked doing her own hair as well for her movies. But I'm just finding this out. We're not here for it.
So her hair care line is called Blake Brown. And then her drink line is called Betty Booze. And both... not selling too well these days. The hair care line. Betty Booze.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
And I'm pretty proficient with booze.
Yeah, you are. Right. So the hair care line saw a decline of around 78% around the time she filed her lawsuit against Justin Baldoni. And she claimed that was the result of the smear campaign that Justin started against her. And then like sales started dwindling. And it's even worse now because now Swifties are no longer interested in her products. A source said that no one is picking Blake over Taylor, like not their celebrity friends, not the fans. So her hair stuff is sold at Target, and a source close to Target said that it's only expected to sell $15 million in total sales this year, is a huge decline from the $100 million the brand was reportedly worth last year when it launched. And then her drink sales are obviously hurting too.
I'm surprised a lot of people were actually buying stuff before. But I think it was mostly the Swifties, probably, because no offense to Blake, but
the average person doesn't know.
Right. But also, like, my hair's frizzy. I want something to help with it. But when I look at her hair looks just as frizzy as mine. So I'm like, maybe I won't go to you.
Whatever she's using. Doesn't look good.
Right.
Old Ryan Reynolds, her man, has like Aviation Gin or whatever, and all these brands that have done just like staggering numbers. And like, she's like, oh, my Betty Booze.
My Betty Booze
is insane. Well, I mean, I've always said this as well. Like, the best thing you can do in this country, I mean, the most effective change you can is vote with your dollars. And here people seem to be voting with their dollars. Yep. And we've seen other instances of that with people dissatisfied with other public figures and they vote with their dollars. That's because our elected officials don't do anything for our interests. So the one thing you can't control is voting with your dollars.
That's right.
Don't spend.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. A couple of quick local things to get you caught up on. First, after a several year hiatus, the Gilroy Garlic Festival, we know, is making its triumphant return this year, but it is already sold out. Tickets went on sale on Saturday, and by later Saturday evening, totally sold out. Past garlic festivals, they used to be much bigger. Tens of thousands of people could attend. But this year's three-day festival is going to be at the Gilroy Gardens theme park. So they only had 3,000 tickets per day available, and they all got bought up. It's July 25th through the 27th. If you still want to try to go, the organizer says they're going to try to set up a ticket exchange platform for people to sell and buy their tickets. I never thought I'd have to scalp a ticket to go to the Gilroy Garlic Festival, right. But here we are. This is where we're at now.
Maybe people are just so excited that it's returning. And get that's drawing
tickets.
A lot of people.
I got two for the Gilroy Garlic Festival.
Get your tickets. I got two.
You want garlic fries? Got to get your tickets. Another quick thing to throw in here. The Montara State Beach in San Mateo County has now reopened following that shark attack from over the weekend. We know guy, his surfboard got bit. We don't know what kind of shark that was, but they closed the beach for 48 hours as a precaution. They sent his surfboard to the lab to see if they could analyze the bite mark to figure out what type of shark it is that's out there attacking. But again, experts want to remind people, the sharks that live in that area and pretty much everywhere, they're usually hunting things like seals and sea lions.
They don't even
stuff.
Like people. I bet you didn't know that.
Yeah,
everybody knows that.
They don't want people. Surfboard by mistake. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, Graham. It's Krista Marie. Thank you for the shout out. And I actually wanted to respond to the age question. I'm actually the complete opposite. I love being able to express, you know, my age, because at the end of the day, I am blessed to be alive and breathing and another year older. So the age thing has never been a thing for me. Thank you guys so much. I love you all. Bye.
I really like
that. Who gives a fart?
And that's why we're not ashamed to say that, like, I'm 26 and a half and Graham, you're 27.
I'll shout it from the rooftops that I'm 27 and a half. That's our buddy, Krista Marie. We gave her a birthday shout out. She slid into my DMs and said, I'm turning 35. Will you give me a birthday shout out? I asked the ladies, like, are you supposed to say how old you are? But you reminding me, Selena, since it's coming from her, then yes, then you can say totally how old the woman is. Also, I'm going to have Jess post, again, I mentioned this earlier, Krista Marie has an awesome, like, art shop, Etsy shop, so we're going to post that link on our Instagram story. She's very, very talented, you guys.
I can't wait. JV Morning Show is where you will find that on Instagram.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. First off, that was a really easy game, yes or no. Hey, are you guys doing any more pool parties this year? Like, I know they're going on, but are you guys going to be hosting them? Because I want to see Graham in his Patagonia puffy jacket at a pool party, man. I always rock my parka at pool parties. All right, good morning, guys.
I don't get it.
Why were you wearing a jacket at a pool party?
He wasn't.
When have I worn a jacket to a pool party?
No, you haven't. But I think because he sees you wear it just to work all the time, maybe that's why.
Got it. That's because I leave the house at 3:45 in the morning. It's freezing.
As far as the pool parties at Grade, I know that they do have more coming up. As far as I know,
I hope we get to do another one.
Yeah, we're not officially booked. Maybe you guys should hit them up and tell them, hey, we want the JV show back. And then we can do more. That would be cool. Yep. Oh, my God. I keep getting... Look, my phone's vibrating. Okay, it stopped. But I keep getting calls. Apparently, I applied for health insurance. And, like, this is, like, the fourth call in a row.
I'm telling you. Someone's stealing your identity.
Someone stole my identity and applied for Medi-Cal or something? God, leave me alone. So. Anyways, before we get to talking about the end of the school year, Jess, you're doing something really fun this weekend.
Yes. Join me at the Summitale County Fair this Friday, you guys. 1 p.m., we're going to kick off a little painting workshop, so we're just going to get to paint together. That sounds fun. Bring the kids. They'll be able to enjoy an activity without having to be on their phone 24/7. You know, get them out of the house. You just need tickets to the fair. That's it. You don't need extra tickets for this. But meet me at the Fiesta stage, 1 p.m. this Friday.
Very cool.
Sounds very fun. All right, so for a lot of students, this is the last week of school. And there's a mom in Florida who has a bunch of people all riled up because she says she does not take her kids to school that last week of school. So summer always starts early for them because that last week you're not learning anything. You're not doing anything. You're cleaning out your desk. The teachers are making you clean the classroom and do a bunch of other stuff. You're basically just cleaning up the school. And she's like, what's the point? My kids stay home that last week. Unless they want to go, I'll take them. Otherwise, school ends for them the week before.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I have never heard of such a thing either. Maybe I'm just too mean as a mom. I would never let my kids stay home for that last week just because they want to. And I get you're not doing anything, but still, I feel like it's just what you got to do. You go.
But it is also an important week. That's when you get your yearbook, you sign some yearbooks, stuff like that.
Say your goodbyes.
Yeah, it's an important week to make sure you connect with your friends before maybe you don't see them till next year or whatever. Everyone takes off on summer vacations.
On the yearbook signing, do kids still do that?
I think so.
I think high school, right? Maybe middle school?
I feel like my daughters, and I'm not allowed to talk to her. She's walking to the car right now. My Ring notification just went off, so I'll make this quick. Her last few yearbooks, they didn't do like the signing stuff. Is that like not a thing these days?
Yeah, but how old is this hypothetical daughter of yours?
But she's in middle school now, but even throughout elementary school, and I was in elementary school, we signed the yearbooks.
Yeah, but we didn't, like, write the long message.
You wrote, stay cool, see you next year.
Right. Or you just signed your name because you didn't
they
know
didn't
what else.
They didn't even do that, though. They don't even do that.
Interesting.
But the last week of school, Graham, are you making your kids go?
Yeah, of course. And if even if the entire week was just dedicated to cleaning up the school,
that's what you got to do.
My kids messed it up all year long, so they should do their part and clean it up. They were the ones that made the mess.
Now, I want to know this. Am I a mean mom? Because my hypothetical daughter, her grade is going on a trip, like a field trip tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
She did not bring me in permission slip
Oh.
So there is no permission slip signed. And she said, if I can't go on this trip, do I have to go to school? I'll be the only one in my grade at the school. There's no classes. I'll just have to just sit around. And I said, yes.
Yeah, too bad.
Right? No. You're with me. Thank you. But I don't know if that was too harsh.
It is too harsh, Selena.
But why? No. You weren't responsible enough to bring... This is.
So she's already getting punished.
But this is just a result of your actions.
Oh, that's so sad.
My perspective is, and I tell this to my kids all the time, when they complain about having to go to school or whatever it is, I'm like, my job as a parent, I have to go to work and have a job so you guys can do these things. Your job as a kid is going to school.
That is your job.
Yep. Like, legit, that's your job. So you have to go.
I mean, I get that, but it just sounds so sad if she's already missing the field trip and then on top of that, she has to go to school and be the only one there.
Next time you'll get your permission slip.
Thank you, Graham.
But the permission slip, I guess punishment for that, but I think it's too big of a punishment for oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I forgot to do this.
It's not even a punishment. It's like, you had one job. Give me a piece of paper and take it back.
Yeah. And you shouldn't get to sit home all day. You shouldn't be rewarded.
I'm not giving you a free day off to just scroll TikTok.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome.
You don't get rewarded with that.
Anyways.
We've said too much. We're not allowed
to. She's probably listening now.
Hypothetical situation.
Nope. All right, but I do want to ask parents, last week of school, are you making your kids go? You can leave us a talk back on that iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are talking about the last week of school. There's a mom in Florida who's like, I don't make my kids go. Like, for what? All they're doing is cleaning the classroom. The teachers are putting these kids to work. They can stay home. School ends early for my kids.
Hey, y'all. It's Hazel from San Francisco. You lost me at this woman in Florida. Of course she's from Florida. Anyway, my daughter was begging me. She has 2 days left. She was begging me. She's in kindergarten. She has kindergarten graduation tomorrow. Begging not to go to school today and tomorrow. And I had to explain to her all the fun things that are going to happen. But I have kindergarten graduation, and then I have high school graduation the next day. So we're jam-packed. So she is going to school.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to go.
Can I ask a question about kindergarten graduation?
Yes.
Because my daughter's is tomorrow, and I was hoping it was going to be at a time that I can make it back for. My wife just texted me and said it's first thing. It's at 8:15 tomorrow morning.
Graham, you cannot miss it.
Yeah, but I have this thing called a job. I've got to be here to deliver a show.
You and JV let me leave the show early for my daughter's kindergarten graduation.
Yeah, but it wouldn't even be a leaving early. I missed the entire show.
Oh, I still came in for an hour and then had to leave.
I mean, I could drive for an hour, be here for an hour, drive back for an hour.
Yes,
I mean, if
you want me for
I can come for or 1 hour.
You can zoom in. Zoom into the graduation.
And watch. I thought you meant zoom into the show.
I like the zoom into the show idea better.
We'll work on that, but you can't miss it.
Or you can. There'll be more.
You cannot miss it.
God, I've been a real bind here.
You can't miss it.
All right, we'll talk about it.
All right, keeping kids home the last week of school because all they're doing is cleaning the class.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Caressa from Union City. I don't let my 10-year-old go to school the last week of school unless he wants to. Because really, the last day of school is a half a day. What are you doing there? You're just sitting around cleaning the classroom. But if he wanted to go for some of the activities that they have for fifth grade, because it was the end of the year, he wanted to go. But otherwise, he didn't want to go the last day of school either. And
oh my God, I wish you were my mom. where was this thing when I was in school? I'd love to not go to school.
But I'm shocked by the original story that you presented, Selena, and I'm a little shook by that talk back. Because, maybe you are sitting around cleaning the classroom, but, isn't that sort of your obligation as somebody who made a mess in there the entire year?
And I remember always looking forward to that last week for the fact that you're not doing anything, you're not learning, you're not taking the test, because really, aside from cleaning out your desk or whatever, but you're just hanging out with your friends the entire time, and you're having pizza parties and whatever else, and it's fun.
It's usually a fun week. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Issa from San Pablo. And yes, I do make my daughter go to school the last week of school. It's just, I feel like it's just a way of teaching them how to start one thing and finish it all the way through, instead of just staying at home doing nothing. And they do have a Thursday, her graduation is Friday, and on Thursday they do have a signing yearbook day.
Okay, I was wondering if students still signed yearbooks, because I don't know if I checked my hypothetical daughter's yearbook last year, but I know prior to that, like, they didn't do signing stuff.
Yeah.
And I was, like, really taken aback by that, because that's what you look forward to, at least when I was growing up back in the 2010s, that we would sign our yearbooks.
Sure, yeah, let's do the math on that real quick.
Yeah.
No, I guess, I think it's still a thing, but maybe, it was definitely more of a thing when I was growing up. In high school, that's like, okay, you had to get your yearbook signed.
2008.
Right, in the 2016s. Yeah.
All right. We'll do one more talk back.
Hey, guys. Carlos Sasai, San Jose. Yeah, my kids are totally agreeing with that mom in Florida. They say, why can't I just do the same thing? And I say, nope. Even my oldest kid, you know, is actually not taking even a backpack, you know. So, you know, he's still going, you know. Yes. You know, so thanks for the planning that idea, guys. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Sorry about that. But we're on the side of, and I like the lesson to be learned here, that you finish what you start. You know,
right.
Yeah, you're not doing anything crazy. We get that, but you're still going.
And usually it's fun.
Yeah. And you're going to have fun. Graham, we have a shout out.
Yeah, one quick DM shout out. It's a belated birthday shout out. Says, can you guys give a belated birthday shout out to my daughter for her 12th birthday? Eliana, we love you so much. We're so proud of the person you're growing into. And that is from Mom Alexis. So happy, happy belated Woo! Birthday. Hope you had a great birthday yesterday, Eliana.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, you mentioned tomorrow is your daughter's kindergarten graduation.
Yeah, and major scheduling conflict because somebody decided that this thing should be like right at 8:15 or something, right when I'm in the middle of this show here.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's your boy, Novi Special, aka Steve from the town. Yo, Graham, you got to go to Quinn's kindergarten graduation, y'all. She's only going to graduate from kindergarten once.
Unless she fails. You know,
Lord willing. I'm just kidding. Yeah, she's only graduate once, bro. You should go. Oh, I don't know, should you. I won't say you should go, but if I were you, I would go. No, think about it. And I feel like the type of guy you are, you're going to go. So, yeah, congrats to her.
Yeah, but let me just a sidebar with the listeners here really quick. Like, do you guys really want a show? It's just, like, going to be just Selena. And, like, no me. And, like, who's going to be here to push the fart button? And, like, you know.
Look, nobody wants that. I don't even want that.
I was sidebarring with the listeners.
Oh, sorry.
Butt out for a second. Chidi will be in tomorrow. Maybe Chidi can fill in.
Yeah,
for
maybe
me.
We'll have Chidi fill.
Oh, yeah.
But bottom line, Graham, you cannot miss this.
Talk back is for Graham. Good morning, JV Show. Regarding your daughter's kindergarten graduation, you do have to go because this kicks off her understanding of being appreciated for her hard work. And you get to take cute little pictures that you never get to take again. I have a cute little picture of my son from his kindergarten graduation. And as a high school student, he still looks at it on the fridge and thinks it's cute, adorable, and really funny. And I bet it motivates him to keep going.
See?
Yeah, but do any of you remember your kindergarten graduation?
Nope.
I don't. I remember my sixth grade graduation. My mom made me wear this ridiculous leather braided belt. I hated it.
Oh, my God. So, I need pictures, please.
It looked ridiculous. I'm like,
that's
what am
hilarious.
I doing wearing this thing with my shirt tucked in? Like, I remember that. I don't remember my kindergarten graduation.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. But.
But, I know.
Are you going?
I haven't decided yet, but I probably should. I was so hopeful that the time was going to be.
What if?
Going to be later.
What if we all go?
What do you mean you all go? You're not invited?
We could broadcast. We could live broadcast from your daughter's graduation, Graham. How fun would that be?
Less fun.
Less fun because we're there?
Right.
Okay, got it.
Hey.
Never mind.
Get it. Fine.
Right, we'll think about it.
Okay. All right. So Taylor Swift fans, Swifties, they are, you know, they have a good point. So, you know, the Knicks, when they were in the playoffs, who is their number one fan at every single game, home games, on the road games? Timothy Chalamet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
There every second of the way in his ridiculous orange outfits, and he is getting like so involved, and he's animated, and he's yelling from the side, and he was just like the biggest fan there was.
Yep.
That entire journey. So Swifties are like, hold on. How come no one's complaining that he was ruining the NBA when he was doing that? But then there's Taylor. All she does is go to a few NFL games. And everyone's like, oh my God, we're sick of her. She's ruining the NFL. When, if you watched any of the games, which I didn't, but I read a lot of reports, the cameras were cutting to Timmy all the time. Huh. Possibly more than Taylor. But how come nobody was mad about that?
That is a good point. I thought when you first teased this that it was going to be about him being the curse and that right. he cursed the team, which he might have.
He might have. Nobody cares. But, like, how come nobody's mad that he was there cheering for his team? But, yeah, Taylor, she goes to, you know, the Chiefs games and everyone's, like, up in arms.
That is a good point. Maybe because it drew less attention. Like, people weren't tuning in to Knicks games just to catch a glimpse of Timothy Chalamet. People were tuning into the NFL that weren't regular football fans because they wanted to see Taylor Swift. It's a different level of star
power. But I feel like that wasn't really, I feel like that wasn't bothering the average NFL watcher. They were mad at all the camera cutaways. So what is it? Is it because she's a woman?
I think there's, I think people really like to hate on Taylor. And I Clearly. Think that's what it is because...
I think it's just a difference in star power. Like, her star power is so much bigger that it caused such... I think your average NFL fan, I don't think we cared. We did not care that Taylor was there. But your vocal on social media, vocal minority is like, wow, you know, complaining about it. But it was mm-hmm. because there was such a frenzy about her. There wasn't really the frenzy about Timothy Chalamet being at New York Knicks games. There's a lot of celebrities in there.
There was a big difference.
In their celeb bro down there. You know, Kansas City, there's not a lot of celebrities in their celeb bro. There's really none. There's maybe, well, I don't know, like Paul Rudd or something. And Taylor Swift. I can't remember who the other big name Kansas City Chiefs fans are. So... I don't know. It was a different level of spectacle.
What some people are saying online, you can let me know if you agree with this. A lot of people are saying, well, it was different because Timothy Chalamet is a real fan. He's a real Knicks fan, been a fan forever. Whereas Taylor, she just became a fan. She was a fake fan, according to a lot of people, just a girlfriend.
That plays a huge part.
A little more bandwagon vibes. Mm-hmm. I thought my biggest takeaway from the New York Knicks time in the playoffs, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and people, I don't know if you saw the videos on social media, because the Knicks have been terrible forever, for decades, and they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, not the NBA Finals, they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and fans were in the streets, and there was a dang near a riot out there. Like, it looked like there was a championship that had been won. No, you just made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then you got bounced by the Indiana Pacers. No, you don't take it. If this was cool or not, which we do tomorrow, tune in, 6:20. If this was cool or not, I'm going, not cool. You don't celebrate out in the streets, jumping up on cars and climbing signposts because you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. What?
I think it's cool that they're excited to have made it that far.
A win is a win.
Jump on a cop car.
I just thought of something. Going back to the celebrities who, you know, they're sitting courtside at these games, I'm surprised there wasn't more people upset with all the hate the Kardashians get that Kylie was going to games. Why wasn't she a jinx?
Because I honestly think he is helping her image out a little bit more. I think she's less hated now.
She is?
I like her a little more. I mean, we haven't heard of... I feel like we've heard of people bashing Kim a little bit more lately, Khloe, all of them, but I haven't heard...
I feel like she is a little more low-key now since getting with him.
That is true.
Because he doesn't like all the reality TV attention.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Hmm. But was she the jinx? I think so.
Probably.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Have you guys seen Zayn's beard lately?
What's a Zayn?
Zayn! You know Zayn from One Direction?
Oh, Zayn, totally.
The one that broke up the band? Go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. We posted his most recent selfie. Know. Somebody get this man a Wolverine role, please. Because the beard, it is out of control. It is bearding. Now, Jess, you like a beard.
I do.
Do you like this one?
Not this one. It's too long for me. It's way too long for me.
It's just too much.
Too much, and then with the combination.
You're a beard lover. This is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, but this is, like, way too much.
It's too long where it shouldn't be that long. Like, I liked Zayn with, like, the scraggly beard, you know, like the just starting beard. I'm not a fan of this.
I like a groomed beard. And beard.
I like a groomed beard, too, Jess.
I love beard.
And this one, it just doesn't look very groomed.
I had to do a double take on this because it looked like it connected straight down to the chest hair.
It probably does.
But that's a tattoo.
Oh.
Like, it looked like it went straight into upper chest beard. I think that's a tattoo.
See, I think it might connect. So his beard connects to the chest hair, which connects to the stomach hair, which connects to the...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Todd and Julie Chrisley, they are asking for a
I'll be honest.
Bang.
I also look at this picture. If you show me a picture of this person and said, who is this person? And you gave me 50 guesses. Like, I'm sorry. I don't think I'd get
really?
It.
Really? I can recognize him.
Not
All
me.
Right. So Todd and Julie Chrisley, they are asking for a big payday. You know that they were serving time in prison for tax evasion and bank fraud before Graham's boy gave them a couple of pardons.
Are you kidding me right now? Don't you dare. There's a lot of things you can say about me on this show, but that ain't one of them.
So here's the latest. Now that Todd and Julie are free, they've signed on to do a Lifetime documentary about everything they've gone through, right? They're also in talks to do another reality show, but it's kind of stalled out because of how much money they are asking for. They want a 7-figure deal, no less than $5 million. One producer is like, are they even like worth that much? So the Chrisleys are apparently hoping for a bidding war to happen where production companies would like fight over the rights of their reality show because then that would drive their price up. So they're trying to decide now what their show would look like.
No.
What is your guys' Chrisleys reality show interest level?
Zero. They shouldn't even be allowed to, one, ask for any money. You are criminals. And why are they going to give these people a reality show? Like, you're going to treat them like celebrities again?
It annoys me because this pardon about them only renews interest in them, where if they had to serve out the remaining 10 or 12 years or whatever they had in there, like, most of us would have forgotten about them.
Oh, yeah.
And here they are now back, you know, front and center. And this does, sadly, increase the amount of money that they're able to demand over
this.
Now there's definitely renewed interest in these
But
losers.
I'm just glad there are some producers who have some sense and are like, I don't think they're worth that much. Like, they know no one is going to watch. But then some think that, you know, that's a good deal.
I certainly hope so. But you know they're going to be back on TV again in some capacity.
Yeah.
Whether or not they, you know.
That is not fair.
Get some huge sum of money. But they're going to go back to having TV money.
Millions.
Yeah. And what's the lesson to be learned here, everybody? You can do bad stuff and then just get a pardon. And white collar crime treated differently than other crime because, you're just stealing millions. Big deal. This makes me so mad.
I know. Let's move on. Let's move on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, Graham, I just opened up this flower shop by around where you live, and I was wondering if I could send you a flowers to promote my flower shop.
Totally.
Or you could send it to somebody else, you know? No, obviously, I'm just playing, but I used to listen to that. I am kind of new to radio, but I used to listen to that and believe it. I can't believe myself. This is Bree in San Jose.
Bree from San Jose.
Welcome to the enlightened side of radio. Real radio is what we do here on the JV Show.
You're new to radio, welcome to the JV Show.
Yes, right. And I jokingly threw out a new segment idea to the ladies yesterday.
What was it again?
We try to catch a cheater in the Bay Area, and we say that we have a flower shop, and then, like she said, and that Bree said, then we offer to send free flowers. They can send free flowers to whoever they want. And of course, guys being stupid, they'll send it to their mistress. And then we say, we bust them out live on the air, and everyone yells at them. There's FCC rules and things like that. You can't put somebody on the air without their permission. And what cheating guy in the Bay Area would be like, yeah, you can totally put me on the air as you guys bust me out for being a cheater. Should be your first clue that what you're listening to is fake.
They use
voice actors.
Did you have a couple of things you want to talk about here?
I did. I have a couple questions for you ladies. First, new world record alert. A 34-year-old Australian woman, she just set a new world record by completing 7,079 pull-ups in 24 hours. She almost doubled the previous record. She totally pounded that previous record. And they say she was, during that 24-hour attempt, I mean, obviously you got to stay awake for 24 hours and continue to keep doing pull-ups, but she was doing an average of 5 pull-ups every minute.
What the heck?
That does not sound healthy.
So, ladies, my question to you is, throw out a number. How many pull-ups do you think you could do in a 24-hour period?
Maybe like
20.
Oh, wow. I was going to say like 4.
Setting the bar very low. 4? You guys are setting... are you purposely setting the bar super low because you think I'm going to say, okay, yeah, prove it?
No.
Or do you think that's legitimately how you
I think
how
that's
many
legitimately
you can do?
How many I can do. So I was thinking if I do one an hour and then that'll give me time to like rejuvenate and like rest and stuff. But obviously, I'm not going to stay awake the whole 24 hours.
So,
I'm
yeah, you got to get some sleep.
I'm going to get my, my 10 hours of sleep. And so I think between... you know, the time I'm awake, another 14 hours, I can do 20.
Okay.
20! But pull-ups are hard, you guys. I don't know that I can do more.
Both
than-
of you guys have strong gym attendance this year. Come on, 20? And Jess, you're going to just...
Well, I skip arm leg 90% of the time. 80% of the time.
You skip what?
Arm day.
Oh, arm day.
That's not what it sounded like you said.
I think you said arm leg. And... you skip arm leg, which is cool. Okay, so you can do four. I guess, yeah.
I
no,
I
this
do
doesn't,
four.
This, I was hoping someone would give me a higher number because then, yes,
you?
I would say, you prove it.
Graham, how many?
I don't know, maybe a couple hundred at the most.
Oh my God, you're so strong.
No, pull-ups are very hard. And then you are going to be, she said she trained for several months, obviously, to be able to pull this feet off.
7,000?
7,000 is just insane.
It's like, I don't even know if I've ever successfully done one. I don't try.
I don't think I've successfully done 7,000 of anything in a 24-hour period.
No.
Like, my arms, anything would fall off. You'd be so sore.
That's why, is she like, so is someone checking that she's doing them, like,
yep.
the correct way?
Yep. Whoa. They gotta be legit in those records. They really check that stuff. All right, here's my second question for you ladies. Would you walk in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit runway show? I brought this up because Stassi Schroeder, do you know who she is?
I feel like I've heard the name, but I don't know who she is.
She was on Vanderpump Rules before. She sort of got canceled for something that happened not on the show, but off the show to a fellow castmate, and then she hasn't been on any season since. But she was on several seasons of the reality show Vanderpump Rules. She's a mom of two. She's 36 years old, and she said she was asked to walk in the swimsuit competition, and so she did it. And she went forward with it, and by all accounts, I didn't research the pictures, but everyone says she looked fantastic and did it. Ladies, if you were asked to walk in the runway show, you have no time to train or prepare. It's this Friday. Would you walk in it?
Hell no.
Why not? It's Sports Illustrated. They
don't have
you
time
to be
so
on the runway.
Prepare like you just said. No.
I would do it.
It's an honor.
I would do it because I wouldn't want to turn it down.
I'm turning it down.
But aren't you going to, Selena, you're going to sit there and wonder, I was supposed to be in the Sports Illustrated Mm-mm. swimsuit.
Not looking
runway
like this.
Show.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
No.
But they asked you for
no.
a reason.
Yes.
The reason is I am not bikini ready to be walking any runway. That's my reason.
We'll give you time to wax.
I'm talking about just my body. No.
No, I'm saying like they ask you because they
your moose muffin.
because they believed you were ready.
Yeah.
They believed in you.
They've seen you. This is what we want for our show.
Plus I'm too shy.
Hair and all.
Plus I'm too shy. Like I can't even go to like Raging Waters or Cali Bunga or whatever without feeling like everyone's looking. Like I'm too shy.
It would be incredibly nerve-wracking. Even if you felt like, oh, I'm in the best shape of my life, you would still imagine having to get out on a runway.
And everyone's staring at you.
Walking
but
out.
This is best case scenario because they were walking barefoot, which seems a lot easier than having to walk a regular runway.
So you don't have to worry about
heels.
The trip and fall.
Yeah. So I would do it, I think.
But still, it's like you're in a bathing suit. You know, everyone that takes a picture of you, they're doing the zoom in on the downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, is that what you think we're
you guys
zooming
don't
in on?
Do that?
Yeah, we are. And the upstairs.
Yeah, well,
and the backstairs.
Mostly the down, because you always check to see if they missed a spot.
Oh, right.
That's you. That's a you.
That's just me.
That's not what we're zooming
all
in.
All right, well, never mind.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.